Okay, today's daf is Shabbat, daf vav. We are at the bottom of Hey Amud Bet. At two dots, Tan Rabbanan, Hamotzi Mechanut Lapaltia. We're going to be discussing now a lot of kind of the very, very general concepts that pertain to different rishriyot, the different domains, and what you're allowed to do, and what constitutes violating the prohibitions. Tan Rabbanan, Hamotzi Mechanut Lapaltia. Someone who removed an object from a storefront into a public plaza, Derech Stav, right? But you brought it out through a benched off area. They generally had these outdoor areas of benches or stones that lined the outside of their storefront before the public domain. Chayav, you're obligated for doing so because ultimately you transferred an object from a private domain, the storefront, to a public domain. Ben Azai Poter, but Azai says you're Poter because you brought it through an exempt area, that of the benched area. Bishlama Ben Azai Kasavar Melech Omed Dami. I understand Ben Azai's Shita. He holds that one who is walking as though he is standing. How exactly does that work? Why does that help us? What does that mean? What he basically means is as follows. Do we see walking as one continuous action, or do we see it as, let's say you take 10 steps. Okay, well then you took one step, that was like you were standing, and then you uprooted yourself, and then you rested, and then you were standing, and then you uprooted yourself, and then you rested. Do we see that as like 10 stands and goes and stands and goes, or like one complete action? So Ben Azai sees walking like standing, in which case you have 10 distinct actions. So what happens when you bring it out of the storefront and into the benched off area? You just brought something from a private domain to an exempt domain, or rather a carmelite, the exempt domain that you're not allowed to carry it into. But that's only Asur de'Rabbanan. It's not Asur de'Oraita. But we see it as though you brought it from a private area to a carmelite, and then you stopped there. And even though you were continuing to walk and you didn't really establish yourself there, yeah, for all intents and purposes, you stopped, because we see walking like every step is like standing. And then what did you do? Then you took it from the exempt area into a public domain, right? So we see those as individual actions, and therefore we see it as though you went from a private domain to an exempt area to a public domain, and not from a private domain to a public domain. It makes sense that Ben Azai believes that you are pater. But however, according to the Rabbanan, even if you hold, no, standing, walking is not like standing. It's like one complete action. Even still, where do we see, what is the precedent for the idea that such a case would be chayev? Meaning, you brought something from a private domain to a public domain through an exempt area. You want to say that's chayev? I think that's a chiddush, right? You brought it out of you were in an exempt area. You want to say that you're really chayev for that? How do you know that? What's the precedent? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, midi dehave amavir chefetz pshut rabim. It's the precedent is like someone who transferred an object through Rishut Rabim. It's important to note that not only are you chayev for transferring something from one domain to another, but also if you're just walking for Amot within Rishut Rabim, you're also chayev. And so he says, what's the precedent for knowing that you can walk through an exempt area into a chayev area and be chayev? Like someone who walks beyond the four steps in Rishut Rabim. Hatam lava vagav de kama denaki leva azil pater ki manach le chayev achanami lo shana. Right? So let's say you took four steps. You're not chayev until you stop. Right, you have to stop yourself, or because that counts as the hanacha, and you don't have hanacha in accordance with this shita. In accordance with walking is not like standing, then you don't have hanacha until you stop walking. So what if you just keep walking? Keep walking, keep walking. Now you've walked 6, 7, 8, 9 amot, but you've never stopped. In which case, you don't have a proper hanacha. So the way that we see it is, once you do stop, you're chayev. But what are you chayev on? The first four. You're chayev on the first four amot. And then the fourth or five through 10, whatever you walked after that, you're not chayev for that. Because you only have one hanacha, one akira, one hanacha, you can only be chayev once. And so you're chayev on the first four. So here's the comparison they want to make. Just like when you're walking through Rosh Rabim and you take four steps, and you're going to be chayev for those four steps, you're not chayev yet. And then the fifth and the sixth and the seventh step, you will never be chayev for. You only ever be chayev for the first four steps. So those are steps that you're taking in exemption. Once you stop, wherever you stop, you're considered chayev. In which case, that's a case where you're walking in an exemption and you stop and you're chayev. And therefore, that's the precedent for saying that our case is one where you're walking through an exempt area and you're not chayev, but then you stop in a chayev area and you are chayev. Right? Can you really compare those two cases? In that case, wherever you put it down, you're chayev. There's no objective obligated area and exempt area. Wherever you put it down, you're chayev. However, in the case that we're dealing with, there's a defined exempt place. It's the benchtop area, a defined non-exempt place. It is the public domain that is immediately outside the benchtop area. You really can't compare the two cases of subjective space that creates an obligation just based on your walking, as opposed to objectively a place that is exempt as opposed to obligated. So rather compare it to someone who transfers an item from the beginning of 4 amot to the end of 4 amot. So there too, when you, let's say you're walking in a space of 4 amot and you've gone 1 amot so far, right? And you put it down. Okay, so you're potter. And what if you walk 2 amot and you put it down? You're potter. And 3 amot and you put it down? You're potter. And 4 amot and you put it down? You're chayev. So you're walking through a potter area, and at the end of the day where you put it down, you're chayev. So we see that you can walk through a potter area to reach a chayev area. Midami atam legebe dahai gavra makom ptor hu lechule amot makom chiyuv hu achel chiyuv hu lechule amot makom ptor hu. Right? You also can't compare these two cases. Why? Because there, where is it, the first, second, and third amah? Specifically for him, it's pater, because they're the first, second, and third amah that he walked in. But not for everyone else, meaning the first amah that he walked in, which is exempt for him, can be chayav for another guy if that's the fourth amah for him. Right? Meaning there's no objectivity here, it just happens to be your circumstantial relationship to that area is that it's exempt, but it's not intrinsically exempt, so it doesn't serve as a good proof for us. Rather, say it's like this. The precedent is someone who takes an object out from a private domain to a public domain through the sides of a public domain. The sides of a public domain are basically these side paths that were not always properly used, but if the public domain became very crowded, then the side paths would fill up as well. So they have this quasi Rishut HaRabim status. So there, if you would have put it down, let's say you're walking into a Rishut HaRabim from the sides of the Rishut HaRabim, you would have put it down in the sides of the Rishut HaRabim, you're Pater. If once you put it down in the Rishut HaRabim, you're Chayev. In which case, that's a good proof text for us. Matzki Fla Rav Papa, Rav Papa objects to this. Okay, that makes sense according to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon believes that the side streets of the Rishut HaRabim are not like Rishut HaRabim, and therefore they're Pater, and so you're walking through a Pater area and you're getting into a Chayev area. However, Rabbi Eliezer believes that the sides of the Rishut HaRabim are like Rishut HaRabim. So you're not walking through a Pater area, you're walking through a Chayev area. If you put it down there, you're Chayev. And if you put it down the Rishut HaRabim, you're Chayev. In which case, that's not a good proof text, because you're not walking through a Pater area at all. Amar le Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ika, Imur Deshamat le Rabbi Eliezer, De Amar Tzidur Rishut HaRabim, Rishut HaRabim Dami, Echad Aleik Chifufe. That which you heard that Rabbi Eliezer holds, that the sides of the Rishut HaRabim are like the Rishut HaRabim, that's when there's no partition, no obstruction between the side streets and the Rishut HaRabim itself. It just bleeds one into the other, and therefore there's no difference. Right? But when there is a partition, then even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree to the fact that the side streets of the Rishut HaRabim are not like Rishut HaRabim, in fact they are Pater, in which case, according with everyone's Shita, the Rabbanan in every case, and Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, if we're talking about a case where there are obstructions between the sides of the Rishut HaRabim and the Rishut HaRabim, then the sides of the Rishut HaRabim are Pater, the Rishut HaRabim itself is Chayev, you walk walk through the Rishut HaSeid, the Rishut HaRabim, and you're potter, but once you get to the Rishut HaRabim itself and you put it down, you're chayiv. In which case, this is a good proof text for our initial statement that when you walk through, if you walk from a private domain through a benched off area into a public domain, you would be chayav. Hilkach laha damya. Amar Yochananu moda ben Azai bezorek. By the way, ben Azai agrees in a case of zorek, right? When you threw it, you be chayav. What, right? Because his whole thing is like, you need to stop, or standing is like walk, or walking is like standing, and therefore you stopped in the exempt area, and therefore you only really took it out from a private domain to an exempt area, and then you continued walking, so you took it from an exempt area to a public area, and because we see those as two distinct things, then you're potter. But if you throw it, even he would agree you're chayav. Someone who takes something out of a storefront into a plaza through a benched off area, he's obligated. Whether you take it out of the private domain into the public domain, or out of the public domain and into the private domain, echad hazorek vechad hamoshit, right? And whether someone throws it from the private domain to the public domain, or hands it from the private domain to a public domain, you're chayav. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai comments on that, hamotzi v'machnis pater. No, if he takes it out or puts it into a private or public domain through that exempt area, you're pater. Hamoshit v'azorek chayav. However, if someone reaches out and passes it or throws it, then they're chayav, right? Because if something is going in one fell swoop, then it doesn't really have the two distinct parts that we need in order to constitute it as transferring from private to exempt and exempt from public. Tano Rabbanan. Okay, now we're going to teach a lot of dinim about the kind of the fundamentals of the domains of Shabbat and how we see them and what the chiyuvim are. And then we're going to analyze them a little bit further. Tano Rabbanan. Dalad Rishiyot LaShabbat. Right, there are four different domains for Shabbat. Rishut Yachid, Rishut Rabim, Mekarmelit, and Makom Ptor. There is a private domain, a public domain, public thoroughfare. Karmelit, we discussed Karmelit a little bit already, and Makom Ptor in a fully exempt area. Karmelit is basically an exempt area that the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to transfer in. The Ezohi Rishut Yachid. Okay, what is an example of the, what is the paradigm Rishut Yachid, the private domain? Charis Shu Amok Yud, right? It's a Virach of Dalet. It is a pit that is 10 deep and 4 wide. That is the bare minimum of a private domain. It has a depth of 10 and a width of 4. V'chein, similarly, Geder Shu Gavoy Yud Virach of Dalet. A partition that is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. Did I say Amot before? I meant Tvachim. Zoi Rishut Yachid Gemura. That is a complete Rishut Yachid. Now, before we get into these words later on, she needs to be pointed out the nuance, the very, very precise nuance that we read the Mishnayah with. Why, like, if it says Zohi, like this is the Rishut Yachid, what that means is like this is and something else isn't. Otherwise, it's like you want to exclude something. You're like, oh, this is, but not that. So we're going to have to talk about what that means. And Gemura seems to be an unnecessary word. So just say this is a Rishut Yachid. So we're going to have to talk about what they're coming to exclude and what Gemura it comes to add here. The Ezo Yishud Rabim, and what is the paradigm of a public thoroughfare? Sartia, it's a highway, Upaltia Gedola, or a large plaza, Umvot Mfulashin, or open-ended streets. Streets that are open on both ends. Zo Yishud Rabim, Gemura. This is a public thoroughfare, a complete one. So again, why do you have to tell me this is, meaning something else isn't, and why do you have to say Gemura? In Motzid Rishut Yachid Zo, Rishut Rabim Zo. You can't bring from private domain to a public domain. Ve'in Machnisin Rishut Rabim Rishut Yachid. And you can't bring in from a public domain to a private domain. Ve'im Hotzi Ve'ichnis. And if you brought out or brought in, B'shogi Chayev Chatat, if you did it unintentionally or unwittingly, then you have to bring a korban chatat. B'meizid, if you did it intentionally, anush karet, the punishment from Kadosh Baruch Hu would be karet. V'niskal. However, if you're fortunate enough to have witnesses and warnings, and you're going to be punished by Beit Din and not by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the punishment is skila. Aval yam ubika ve'istaniot ve'karmelit. However, the sea and open fields or benched off areas or a karmelit. Now, the first three things that we mentioned are also a Carmelite, so we're going to have to ask what we add by saying, and a Carmelite. Isn't the first three things we mentioned a Carmelite? So we'll talk about that later on. Ein lo kashut rabim lo kashut yachid. That's not like kashut rabim, and it's not like kashut yachid. Ve'en nosin ve'notanin b'docha. And you're not allowed to pass things through. Ve'im nasa ve'natan b'docha pater. But if you did pass things through it, it's pater. It's not chayav there, right? Ve'en motzin b'docha kashut rabim. You can't bring from a karmelite to a public domain. Ve'lo kashut rabim b'docha. You can't bring from a public domain into a karmelite. Ve'en machnisin kashut rabim yachid b'docha. And you can't bring something from a private domain into this karmelite. Ve'lo b'docha kashut rabim yachid. And you can't bring something from a karmelite into kashut yachid. Ve'im hotzi v'yichnes pater. And it, but if you did. If you did do hotzah, if you did take it out from the Carmelite to the Shuta Rabim or Shuta Rabim to the Carmelite to Shiyachid, Yachid to Carmelite, your potter, it's all the last of the Rabbanon, so your potter. Chatzerot shel Rabim umavot she'enim fulashin, if there are yards that are owned by many people, or streets that are closed off at the end of them, irvu mutarin. If they set up this halachic function wherein we're able to unite different domains together, it's mutter to pass through one to the other. I don't want to get into the erev right now. Lo irvu asurim. However, if they did not unite these their domains together through the function of an eruv, then you're not allowed to pass through it. Adam omen al iskopa. Right? If someone's standing on kind of like the porch area right outside their door, notel balabayit v'notein lo. You're allowed to take something from the balabayit or give something to the balabayit. Notel me'ani ve'notein lo. You're allowed to take something from the ani or give to the ani. Meaning, basically, you can hand something to inside and take something from inside. You can hand something outside and take something from outside. Ubilvad shelo yitom balabayit ve'notein lo ani. As long as you don't take something from the balabayit from inside and then hand it to the ani, right? Because then you're treating it like two at the same time. Meaning, it's like quasi indoor, quasi outdoor. So you can interact with the balabayit and you can interact with the ani. But if you interact with both, you're trying to use it as two things. It doesn't work. But if you did take something from the balabayit and then give it to the ani, or the ani and give it to the balabayit, they're all three of them are all three of you are potter. Others say the following: No, it's not a subjective reshut; it could just be both. Right, when the door is open, we treat the iskopa like it's part of the indoor. But when the door is closed and locked, we treat it like it's outside. But if it was 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it would actually constitute its own domain entirely. So again, we said this is the private domain. This is the private domain to exclude what exactly? Well, we have to exclude that Rabbi Yehuda's case where he speaks about a private domain that we don't agree is a private domain. So we want to say this is a private domain, but Rabbi Yehuda's case is not a private domain. As Rabbi Yehuda taught, even more so, right? Someone who has two houses on opposite ends of a public thoroughfare. Asa ose lechi mikan velechi mikan. You can set up planks on either side of the Rishuta Rabim, on either side of the Rishuta Rabim, Kura Mikan and Kura Mikan, alternatively cross beams on either side of the Rishuta Rabim, to kind of just continue your domain. You kind of like extend the walls of your house, basically, so that you're connecting both domains together. We'll talk a little bit more about, I mean, really getting Erevin, we'll get into exactly how that works. And so then it's like a private domain. You're allowed to pass through things in the middle. Amrulo in Marvin Rishud Rabin Bekach. And then they responded to him, no, Rabbi Yehuda, we don't allow you to unite the domain through through these mechanisms when it's a public domain like this. In which case, we don't believe it works. So Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's a proper Rishud Yachid that you can transfer between because you have the lechi, the posts on either side, or you have the kura, you have the crossbeams on either side, and then there's argument to say against this shita that no, that's not what we consider a private domain. In which case, that's what we tried to exclude. And we said lemaute mai. We're saying this is a private domain, but yeah, but not the thing Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. Okay, so you have to answer why you called this the complete Rishud Yachid. That word seems unnecessary. Ma'uritema, because what would you have said if I didn't say complete? Ki pligi rabban alei de Rabbi Yehuda de lav have Rishud Yachid hanimili letaltel aval zarek modu lekamash melan. You would have perhaps thought that where is it the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yehuda in terms of this private domain that he's created, only when it's talking about carrying. However, if he's talking about throwing, even the Rabbanan would be moed to Rabbi Yehuda, they can constitute as a private domain. Kamash Malan, no. That's why I said Gemura. This is the only and the complete version, and anything that's lacking this is not complete for anything, not even for throwing. Amar Mar Zoyu Rabim Lamute Mai. Similarly, we said this is Rabim. Okay, what do we hope to exclude there? Lamute Idach Rabbi Yehuda. A different sheet of Rabbi Yehuda by public domains. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haita Derach Rabim Mifsakatan Yisal Kenel. It's studying. If you had a kind of a walled off area, but not completely walled off area, but just enough so that you designate it as a private domain, and they're kind of like beams all around it to kind of designate this area on, but a public thoroughfare passed through this designated area, you need to redirect that public thoroughfare, because as long as the public thoroughfare passes through this area that you designated as a private domain, it can't constitute a private domain. If Chachamim omrim ein utzarech, Chachamim say you don't need to. Why? Because they believe even if it passes through, it's still the status of Rishut Yachid. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda thinks this is the case of Rishut Rabim, and that's why we have to say no. This is the case, right? Zohi. This is the case of Rishut Rabim, but not Rabbi Yehuda's case. Rabbi Yehuda's case was Rishut Rabim just incidentally passes through Rishut Yachid. That doesn't make it into a Rishut Yachid. Similarly, why Gemura? We have to address that as well. I did on a Reisha Gemura, on a Nami Sefer Gemura, because the Reisha taught Gemura, so we all start by the Sefer Gemura. Sometimes the Mishnah has that it tries to use parallel language in order to set up kind of the sentence structure. We can remember the Mishnayot better and have clarity on them. V'lichshov Nami Midbar. Why didn't we include the wilderness, the desert, in the list of the paradigms of Rishut Rabim? Datanya as we learned in the Right? What are the Rabim? Highways, large plazas, open-ended streets, and desert. When is it that Mishnah was speaking about the desert being Rishut Rabim? That is when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, but today it isn't, because the point is not necessarily the quality of the territory, but how many people are going to be passing through this territory. We assume that big highways people pass through, we assume that large plazas people pass through. How many people are passing through the middle of a desert on a daily basis? Okay, so when Klal Yisrael was there, it was different. But it's very rare today. We have no reason to consider it a Rishut Rabim. Amar Mar, Im Hotzi V'Ichnis V'Shogeg Chayav Chatan, Mezid Onesh Kar V'Nizkal. So we mentioned the punishments. If you did this unintentionally, you did Hotzah Chnasa unintentionally. If you did it unintentionally, you have to bring a korban chatat. If you did it intentionally, then you're chayav karet by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or if you're lucky, you can get skila because then Beit Din executes your punishment and Kadosh Baruch Hu does not. B'shogeg chayav chatat. And if you did it b'shogeg chayav chatat, pshita. Isn't it obvious that b'shogeg yes, this is a malacha. If you did it unintentionally, you're chayav chatat. That's not a chiddush. Why do you need to teach me? No. We only brought that in because we wanted to teach you the chiddush that if you did it intentionally, you're chayav karet or skila. So since we were going to teach you intentionally, we had to also teach you unintentionally derech agav because the two dinim go together. Hanami pshita. It's like, but that's also obvious. The fact that you're chayav karet or skila for doing it intentionally. It's a malacha. Haka mashmalan. Okay, what did it come to teach you? Kidurav. That sheet of Rav, the Amar Rav, Matati Miglat Starim Be Rav Chia, because I found a secret scroll in the Beit Midrash of Rav Chia. V'katuv ba Isi ben Yehuda Omer, and it's written as follows. The Isi ben Yehuda says the following shita: Avot melachot mem chaser achad. There are 39 prohibited creative activities on Shabbat. Echad chaser achad. Ve'eino chayv ela achat, and you're only obligated for one of them. Meaning, or you're only obligated once is kind of our initial understanding. So you can do them all. And you're only chayav of one iser. They kind of are all grouped together as one large iser. While they have different manifestations, ultimately it's one large iser. It's creative action on Shabbat. And if you're only chayav of once. Any? Wait a second. Is that really so? V'hatnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Avot Melachot Mem Chaser Echad, the 39 prohibited actions of Shabbat, Shima San Kulam Behelam Echad, Chayav, Al Kol Echad Ve'echad. Right? And if you did them all in one bout, one episode of of helim, of you just forgot that it was Shabbat and you literally did every single malacha and then you remember, oh no, it's Shabbat. Or you forgot that all these things were usher, or you didn't kind of one episode that you had of not thinking. You're obligated for all 39 of them. So what are we talking about that if you could do them all and you're only chayav once? No. If you do them all, even if it's one bout of like loss of attention, still you're chayav for every single one of them. So what does it mean on this secret scroll that you're only chayav for one of them? Ela ema inu chayav al achad mehem. Meaning rather, there is one of them that you're not chayav for. Which is very, very interesting. Like what Isi Bar Yehuda believes that there is one of the malachot you're not actually chayav for. So what were we thinking when we said, I want to teach you that this is chayav karet and skila, right? And because I want to teach you that it's chayav karet and skila, I'm going to teach you that also b'shogeg you have to bring a korban chatat, even though presumably you already would have known. And why do I have to teach you that it's chayav karet and skila? Because what might you have said? Oh, you know what? I bet it's Hotza'a that's the one that Isi Bar Yehuda is referencing as the one you're not chayav for. That one, like 38 of them, you're chayav. One of them, you're not chayav. It's not on the same level. You might have thought that's Hotza'a. Why you might have thought that's Hotza'a, I mentioned earlier about Hotza'a Malacha Gruahi. So I'm not going to get back into that. But you might have thought that was Hotza'a. And that's why I needed to teach you that it's chayav achatat for Bshogig, or karet, or skila for mazid, in which case you wouldn't think that this is the one that Isi Bar Yehuda is referring to, that you're actually exempt. Vakamash milan hamahanach delo misvikan. Right? So, you may have thought that this was one of them, so I had to come and teach you, no, this is not one of them. There is no doubt as to the obligation that exists around hotza'a and hachnasa, and if there is one that you're not chayav for, we'll have to look elsewhere, but this is not that. Okay, we'll stop here.